Are we really running this low on common sense? Are the people responsible for the Heisman Trophy, or at minimum, are the people responsible for running the social media account for the Heisman Trophy, are they really this out of touch? Maybe it's ignorance. Maybe the people running this social media account, maybe they are just too young to know, too young to understand. I mean, if you are in your 20s, it's probably difficult for you to understand how big the trial of O.J. Simpson was in the mid-90s. A lot of times when something is given a moniker, it tends to be over-exaggerated. In boxing, how many times have we heard, "It's the fight of the century!" Then 12 to 18 months later, most people have forgotten about the fight of the century. It was a big deal in the moment, but it's eventually forgotten. The mainstream media, they call the trial of O.J. Simpson the trial of the century. It was not an over-exaggeration. Here we are 30 years later, and this trial is still being talked about. I was 9 years old in 1994 when O.J. Simpson was on trial. This trial was so big, daytime soap operas, which were a big ratings boost for the networks, daytime soap operas, they were pushed off the air so networks could air live footage from the courtroom. I can remember the NBA Finals being relegated to a small box on the bottom corner of the TV so NBC could show the slow speed chase in the white Bronco. Now you gotta remember, this was when the NBA was at its peak in popularity. The NBA Finals, they took a backseat to the LAPD chasing O.J. Simpson down the freeway. This trial, it also represented a first, at least in my lifetime. It was the first mainstream event of my life that clearly divided the country on race. Several years ago, there was a docuseries released about the trial of O.J. Simpson. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you check it out. It's called The People vs. O.J. Simpson. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. I'm currently reading the book that the docuseries was based on, but if you weren't alive at the time, or if you were too young to fully understand like I was, this docuseries, it is brilliant at explaining what was going on during the trial. For the most part, the media narrative was, O.J. was guilty. Now, obviously, that would never be the case in the mainstream media today. If this trial were happening today, O.J., he could be photographed with the bloody knife standing right next to his ex-wife, and the mainstream media, they would accuse the photographer of mythical racism. This photographer is racist! How dare he not allow O.J. to hide the evidence before taking this picture? All of this occurred when the internet was in its infancy. There was no social media. Cell phones were a luxury that most people didn't have at the time. Your personal narrative, it was formed by the media or the group of people in your life. Now, me personally, I remember everyone thinking that O.J. was guilty. There was absolutely no way he was going to get away with it. Problem was, the Rodney King incident had occurred a couple of years before in Los Angeles. An all-white jury allowed this group of LAPD police officers who were caught on film beating the hell out of Rodney King, an all-white jury, they allowed these cops to get away with it. That created tension between the LAPD and the black community. Hell, it didn't create tension, it magnified it. The tension was already there. For decades before, black people had been accusing the LAPD of police brutality and racial bias. And to be honest with you, they had a point. That tension, it carried over into the trial of O.J. Simpson. For the first time in my lifetime, there was a clear racial division in America. Most white people thought O.J. was guilty, while most in the black community thought O.J. was innocent. When the verdict was announced, Oprah, she was live on the air. Now, for those that don't know, Oprah, she was the biggest talk show in America at the time. Watch the reaction of the audience when the verdict is read. Pay close attention to how white women react to the verdict and how some of the black women in the audience reacted to the verdict. Watch for yourself.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
Fast forward 30 years later, I think most reasonable people can agree that O.J. Simpson got away with it. Most reasonable people of all races can agree that O.J. was guilty. Even though he wasn't convicted in a court of law, O.J. Simpson was convicted in the court of public opinion. He was no longer treated like a superstar. Matter of fact, he was kind of treated like he had a contagious case of leprosy. People did not want to be around him. Yesterday, after a long battle with cancer, O.J. Simpson passed away at the age of 76. Most of the time, when someone passes away, we have a tendency to overlook the mistakes they made throughout their lifetime and focus on the positives, which is fine. That's the way it should be. We all make mistakes. When we're gone, we all want to be remembered for our positive contributions instead of the mistakes that we made. But every once in a while, there's an exception to this unwritten rule. For example, when Pablo Escobar died in the early 90s, his life wasn't celebrated. Sure, there were some in Medellin who mourned his death. Pablo Escobar had his supporters, but the media, they were not giving him a glowing obituary here in America. If social media existed at the time, I highly doubt people would be celebrating the life of Pablo Escobar. Same thing with Charles Manson. Hell, did you even know that Charles Manson passed away almost 7 years ago? Most people have forgotten because the life of Charles Manson wasn't celebrated. We don't make it a practice in this country to celebrate those who take the lives of others. Now, for the most part, I didn't see very many celebrations yesterday on social media honoring the life of O.J. Simpson. Not only did he get away with taking the lives of his ex-wife and Ron Goldman, he spent most of the last 30 years making a complete mockery of it. He exploited his trial for his own personal gain. Remember back in 2007 when O.J. released his book, If I Did It? It was a slap in the face to the family of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. After his criminal trial, the Goldman family, they sued O.J. Simpson for millions of dollars. In 1997, the judge, he ordered O.J. Simpson to pay the family of Ron Goldman over $33 million. In the last three decades, you know how much money they received from O.J.? $133,000. Now, obviously, no amount of money would bring Ron Goldman back, but I don't think the Goldmans were after money. I think they were seeking justice. They wanted O.J. to pay for what he did, whether it was paying by spending the rest of his life in prison or whether it was paying financially. Unfortunately for the Goldman family, O.J. wasn't forced to do either one. The point is, there's absolutely no reason to honor the life of O.J. Simpson. That doesn't mean you have to be disrespectful, but I just don't see a reason to honor it, which is why I was incredibly confused yesterday when I saw this. This came from the Twitter account of the Heisman Trophy. We are so sad. Oh, we're in agony. We mourn the passing of O.J. Simpson. Our deepest sympathies to his family as we remember this icon. Excuse me? Are we really this out of touch? Let me make sure I'm understanding this correctly. I don't know who runs the Heisman Trophy. I don't know if it's associated with the NCAA or if it's run by a third party that has no affiliation with the NCAA altogether. Either way, it doesn't matter. When people think of the Heisman Trophy, they think of college football. And when you think of college football, you think of the NCAA. So the NCAA, they could have zero affiliation with the Heisman Trophy, but perceptively speaking, they're affiliated. This is the same group that absolutely humiliated Reggie Bush a few years ago. Back in 2010, USC was investigated by the NCAA and ultimately convicted of doing what every single program in the country has been doing for decades. The only difference now, they're allowed to do it legally. USC was convicted of giving Reggie Bush what the NCAA classified as improper benefits. It was so long ago, I can't remember all the specifics. I think Reggie Bush and his family were set up in a nice apartment in Los Angeles. I would imagine that he was receiving cash and other financial benefits. Reggie Bush, he should have been getting paid. I mean, he was making USC millions and millions of dollars. In 2010, Reggie Bush was pressured to forfeit his Heisman Trophy. The Heisman Trophy publicly shamed Reggie Bush because he had the audacity to accept payment for the work he was doing on the field. In that same group, they want to honor the passing of O.J. Simpson? Not only that, the group that runs the Heisman Trophy, they never revoked O.J.'s award. Someone please make it make sense. Like I said, even though he wasn't convicted in court, O.J. Simpson was convicted in the court of public opinion. He was convicted in a criminal court in 2007 for kidnapping and armed robbery. O.J. Simpson ended up serving 9 years in prison. But in the eyes of the Heisman Trophy, that wasn't a reason to revoke his award. No! But Reggie Bush accepting an apartment for his family, Reggie Bush accepting money from boosters at USC, this man is a criminal! This is a bad look for the Heisman Trophy. They are standing by this tweet too. They posted this over 24 hours ago. Even with all the backlash they received on social media, the tweet has not been deleted. Now, I was not alive during O.J. Simpson's prime. From what I understand, he was one of the first black men, along with, I think, Arthur Ashe, to break through the racial barriers in mainstream America. O.J. Simpson parlayed his NFL career into a career in Hollywood and the media. He was heavily featured in commercials. He was a broadcaster for NFL games. O.J. Simpson was so popular, his domestic disputes with his ex-wife, they were seemingly overlooked. He would have had a lasting legacy. I'm sure O.J. Simpson did a lot of good, but that doesn't erase the unerasable. I just don't see how the Heisman Association, or anyone for that matter, could celebrate the life of someone who took the lives of two innocent people. And one of those people, Ron Goldman, he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. I think he was returning sunglasses or something to Nicole Brown Simpson that she had left at his restaurant. Dude was being a good Samaritan and he lost his life for it. But anyway, give me your thoughts. The Heisman Trophy honors the life of O.J. Simpson. Do you think that's acceptable? Like I said, I would assume that O.J. did some good in his life, but because of the circumstances, do you think his passing should be commemorated, celebrated, honored? I don't know. You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.